Tag swung the mouse up onto his shoulders and strode off.
Bloodthirsty little scoundrel, aren't you? No reason to kill the snake. You got away all right. By the way, my name's Tag.
A tiny paw appeared for him to shake.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Nimbalo the Slayer. Next time you see me finishing off a snake, just leave us alone, will you?
Tag tried his best to stop laughing.
How did you come to be out here alone, Nimbalo?
Got taken by an eagle,
the harvest mouse replied airily.
Caught me asleep, you know. Anyhow, he was flying me off to the mountain, so I broke his claws and dropped off down here. I fell into some soft sand, and that's where that overgrown worm found me. Lucky for it, I was a bit dazed.
Tag now had his laughter under control and merely nodded.
It certainly was, Nimbalo. But where did you come from? I mean, your tribe, your family, where do they live?
Bit nosy, ain't you? Where do I come from? Oh, here and there, you know. I've been round the rocks a few times, matey. As for families and tribes, who needs them? They ain't nothing but a load of bother. Nimbalo the Slayer travels alone.
Tag raised his eyebrows as the mouse shifted position.
Except when you're travelling with me, eh?
Nimbalo leaned over Tag's head and stared down into his eyes.
Don't contradict me, River Dog. It don't pay to cross Nimbalo. Anyhow, what are you doing round this neck of the land? Let's hear you doing a bit of talking for a change.
The otter told Nimbalo the story that he had made up for Botarus and the squirrel, about being captured by vermin and trying to escape being one of their tribe. The harvest mouse chuckled.
You're right there, Tag. Steer clear of tribes and families, they'll only bring you grief. So why are you going to the mountain?
Tag stared longingly at the snowy peak ahead.
It's hard to say, really. It looks so cool and clean, sort of free and away from it all. I think the mountain might be a good place to live, though I've never been there. Have you?
Nimbalo spread his paws expansively.
Mountains? I've been round them, down them, up and about them. I've crossed more mountains than you've ate dinners, me old mate.
Tag halted. He took the harvest mouse down from his shoulders and faced him.
You've certainly led a long and adventurous life, my friend. Tell me, how many seasons old are you?
Nimbalo started to count upon his whiskers, then dismissed it.
A lot older than you, pal, by a good stretch. Oh, yes, us harvest mice could fool any beast. We're usually about 10 times older than you'd think.
The otter put his next question flatly.
Why do you tell so many lies, Nimbalo? Don't you ever tell the truth?
Nimbalo punched Tag's paw lightly and grinned.
Truth? What's truth, eh? Just a pack of lies made up by other beasts so you'll believe them. Of course I always tell lies. What's wrong with that, Tag? They don't hurt you, do they?
Tag stood bemused, stuck for an answer. His companion swaggered jauntily onward in his odd hop-skip manner.
Come on, me old river dog. Life's too short to worry about things like that. I'll go to the mountain with you. Suppose I'll have to. Big on a stream walloper like you. You need a smart like me to look after you. Well, are you coming?